You are now tuned in to the Nancy Ruffin Show.
Welcome back to another episode of the Nancy Ruffin Show. I am your host, Nancy Ruffin, self-awareness and leadership expert. Thank you for joining me. If you are new here, I am also a fierce advocate of female empowerment and authentic storytelling. I believe very deeply that the greatest impact that we can have on each other or even on the world is that we show up exactly as we are, that we share our stories with others, because when we do that, when we allow people to see us exactly as we are, we in turn give them permission to show up as themselves, as their authentic selves, you know. And in a day and age where we just see so much quote unquote emphasis on being authentic, I feel that there's still so many ways that we're not always showing up as our most honest selves, because, you know, to show up as ourselves means that we have to kind of let the mask down, right? And we have to be vulnerable enough to let others kind of see us in our totality. So the good, the bad, the ugly, the things that we oftentimes don't want to talk about, maybe the things that we're embarrassed of. It's not always easy to be authentic, you know, and a lot of that has to do with the conditioning of the world and with this idea that perception is everything. So we always want to be perceived as our best selves. But the reality is, if you're not showing up as your honest self, then everything you're putting out there is a facade. And eventually what's going to happen is that it requires a lot of time and effort to keep up appearances, right? To portray something that we really aren't. And when that happens, when that breakdown occurs, that can really be embarrassing, because now you have created this persona centered around someone or something that you really aren't. And I'm not even really sure where I'm going with this topic. It was just something that has really been on my mind lately, because I feel like we hear a lot about what it means to be authentic and what it means to show up as ourselves. But I challenge you, you know, to think about, how are you really showing up as your honest self in your everyday interactions, in your career, even on social media, or even when you're around your closest friends? You know, are you really allowing them to see you as you really are? Are you really allowing them into that world, you know, where maybe your fears reside, right? Maybe you have all of this time been portrayed as the strong friend. And because you have built that persona as being the strong friend, you don't allow others to see you when you're at your lowest, right? Because in your mind, you have decided, well, if I show people, you know, that I'm hurting or that I need help, that somehow takes away from your strength. And the truth is that the strongest people are the ones who are most vulnerable, because it takes incredible strength for people to see us at our lowest. It's easy to put up that wall and be stoic and to pretend that we are unbreakable. That's the easy part. The hard part is really bringing that wall down and saying, you know what, this is who I am. Look at me completely, you know, in my lowest, in the moment where I may not feel my best. It's something that I've been thinking about, something that I wanted to kind of share on the podcast, because I think that it's important in order for us to really show up as our best selves and to tap in to who we're supposed to be. We have to not only be honest with the people around us, but sometimes vulnerability means that we have to be honest with ourselves. Because what happens is sometimes we pretend for so long to be a certain way that we start to believe those things about ourselves. And then we find ourselves in certain situations where we don't know what to do. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to act, because along that journey, we've forgotten who we are. So for this week's segment, just something I want you to think about. It's been a really, really crazy week. If you're in the Northeast area like I am, I'm based in Jersey, then you've been hit with massive amounts of snow. The snow started last week, and Monday and Tuesday were snow days. The city was basically shut down just because there was so much snow. Here in Jersey, we accumulated to about 24 inches of snow. And as of today, as of this morning, the snow started again, and it's still going strong. So I anticipate tomorrow might be another snow day for everyone, just so that people can clear out and they can do all their shoveling. And listen, when the snow falls, it looks absolutely beautiful. I love it. I love to take photos. But then once it stops and the cleanup, oh my gosh, that is a mess. And that is what I cannot stand. So for all of you who are stuck in the snow, good luck to you guys. Good luck to shoveling, to clearing out, all of that good stuff. Additionally, I want to talk about this past Friday, I held my very first, I guess, quote unquote, Bible study group, Foundations of Faith. And if you've listened to last week's episode, I talked about that a little bit, and I talked about how uncomfortable I felt in leading that group, because a part of me feels unqualified to lead anyone in Bible study, because I myself am still studying the Bible. I by no means am an expert. And so, you know, the imposter syndrome definitely started to kick in for me. And this week, I want to talk a little bit about imposter syndrome. I want to talk a little bit about what it means to step out of our comfort zone. I want to talk about when we're called to do something that scares us, that's brand new. What does that really mean for ourselves and for our growth, right? Because we know that the only way that we can really grow is by doing new things. You know, we can't live our entire lives stuck in the same place doing the same things, because we're never challenging ourselves, you know, and it's easy to get comfortable in the things that we know how to do. But then we are limiting our greatness when we don't challenge ourselves and when we don't push ourselves to do new things. So when we come back from the break, that's what I want to get into this week. I want to talk about stepping out of our comfort zones. What does that mean? What does that look like? What is God calling you to do in this season? What comfort zone is He challenging you to step out of so that you can grow into a bigger, better, greater version of yourself? So stick around, grab, you know, maybe a notebook and a pen so that you can take notes, because we about to go to school right when I come back.
My name is Avery Ruffin, and you're listening to The Nancy Ruffin Show.
Thank you for sticking around. How cute was my baby on that drop right before this segment started? You know, my kids are my greatest joy, and it's really important for me that they feel included in the work that I do. So we actually recorded that drop, maybe a couple of years ago. Avery might have been six or seven. But she ended up coming into my office in the middle of me recording the podcast, and she wanted to be a part of it. So I was like, okay, let me figure out how I can include her in this. And so we ended up doing a couple of takes of that drop, and we recorded it, and now she is, you know, a part of the show. I try to incorporate her and Alexa, on different episodes, just so that they can recognize how important it is to me to have them be a part of my work. And when I used to host in-person events, I remember bringing Avery with me a couple of times just so that she could start to see the importance of what it means to give back to community, to show up, to do things for others. That is something that is really, really important to me. And it's really the center of what I've developed my brand around. You know, it's about me showing up and being of service to others. I feel that all of us have that responsibility, you know, for us to use our God-given gifts in whatever capacity that we can to be of service to others. Now, with that said, I did want to mention this. I don't know if you had an opportunity to catch the Wendy Williams, biography or docudrama or docupic, not really sure what to call it, but the movie that they had on Lifetime last Saturday. Ooh, child. I mean, I've been a fan of Wendy Williams for years, back when she was on the radio and she was the queen of gossip, dropping everybody's business. So a lot of the stories that they showed in the movie, I was already familiar with because I lived through them, you know, when she was talking about them on her radio show. But what was really profound to me in her story, and this is, listen, I know that there are a handful of people that don't care for Wendy. They might think that she's just a hot mess. And listen, I totally get it. You know, she was on there. She used to be on there just laying out everybody's dirty laundry. But from watching this movie, there were so many things that really humanized her for me. Just seeing how she struggled in her pregnancy journey in becoming a mother, which is something that I personally have experienced, not to the same capacity as Wendy, because she, in the movie, we see that she experienced a miscarriage at 5 months. Well, I think, yeah, it was 5 months. She had to deliver a stillborn baby. So she had to go through labor. She had to go through the whole process of giving birth, only to give birth to a child that, you know, was dead. And she had to do that two times, in addition to like the number of other miscarriages that she had. And as a woman, it really is hard not to empathize with her, especially if you're someone who has experienced a loss of that magnitude. That is devastating, you know, and I commend her because she did not allow any of those things to stop her from becoming a mother, from realizing that motherhood dream. And I remember when I had my first miscarriage, it was the first time I had ever become pregnant. And this was after years of me and my husband trying. The first time I got pregnant, I ended up miscarrying that baby. And I remember how devastated I was. I was just so incredibly broken. I did not want to be around people. I did not want to talk about it. I resented anybody that had a kid. People like my friends who were, getting pregnant at the time. I just could not find it in me to be happy for them. But that was because I was so hurt and broken, right? So it's like, you know, the same misery loves company. Like when you're miserable, you can't be happy for anyone else. And that was how I felt. And it really required me to mourn the loss of that child and come to accept the fact that for whatever reason, that was in God's plan for my life. That child was not meant, you know, to be a baby. I wasn't meant to bring that baby into the world, you know, and that's something that I will never understand, but I accepted it. I accepted it because it was God's will. And so once I went through the healing process, I allowed myself to open up again to the idea of becoming a mother and not continuously punishing myself for that loss. Because when you experience something like that, you immediately blame yourself because it's like, well, was there something that I did? Was there something that I didn't do? Could I have prevented this? Maybe if I didn't do this or do that. And you start to really blame yourself. But what I learned during that process is that miscarriages are so common. They're way more common than we realize. And it's nothing that we can or cannot do to prevent them. It's just something that happens with the mutation of the chromosomes. And for whatever reason, it ends up in a miscarriage. And I think what really helped me get through that was recognizing that God had a better plan for me, you know. And so in that same year, the same year that I got pregnant for the first time, the same year that I lost that baby in a miscarriage, 5 months later, I got pregnant again with Avery, who's my oldest daughter, who's the one that you just heard, you know, on the drop right before we started this segment. And I had the best pregnancy with her. It was smooth. It was easy. It was just perfect. There was nothing that I could have done or asked for to have a better pregnancy. And when she was born, what I realized was that I was meant to be her mother. And had I not miscarried that first baby, Avery would not be here. The little girl that I have now would not exist, not in the way that she is. You know, I don't know if the first baby was a boy, if it was a girl. I have no idea what that was because I miscarried at 10 weeks. And so I didn't know. But what I do know is that that loss paved the way for one of my greatest blessings, because then 3 years later, you know, I had Alexa. And so when I was watching the Wendy Williams movie, you know, I really felt for her in those moments. And then not to mention, you know, the relationship with her husband, the fact that he had been cheating on her for the majority of their marriage. And here she was, you know, a woman on the rise in her career, you know, super confident in who and what her God-given gift was. Like, she always knew from early on that she was going to show up in this world as this loud, powerful voice, even when everyone and everything around her was trying to break her down, was trying to keep her small, was trying to chip away at her confidence, you know. And in a way it did, because she always struggled with her appearance and how she looked. And so she never felt beautiful, or she never felt that physically, you know, she was enough, you know. So she struggled with confidence in that way, but she always knew that her ability, you know, to use her voice was going to make way for her in this world. And I will tell you that she really transformed radio in the way that she did it, because she did it like unlike anyone else. And when we think about shock jocks, right, and that's how you can kind of categorize Wendy Williams, because she just came and said whatever was on her mind. Like, she did not care about the aftermath or the consequences of the things that she was saying. She was just out there. She was just letting it all out. And the only other person to do that, I think, that we know of is Howard Stern, But he was a man. And so we already know that men have, they're given permission to just be who they are, to say whatever they want with like no accountability, right? That's just how the world is created. But let a woman come along and try to do the same thing, we catch so much flack. And in the movie, we see that, you know, the world wasn't ready for Wendy in the way that she was showing up, you know, and she got fired from radio stations. They tried to force her to change, you know, her style, but she stuck to herself. She was true to herself. She showed up as her authentic self, and she knew that if she did that, she would be successful. And she absolutely was. I mean, she was able to take that radio show, which was internationally syndicated, and she now has, you know, the Wendy Williams show that we see on TV. She's just transformed from radio to TV. You know, she's written books about her life. And throughout it all, we have seen Wendy exactly as she is. Like, she shows us her life, the good, the bad, you know, the ugly, all of it, all of it, all of it, all of it. And so when we talk about, you know, being vulnerable, about showing up as our authentic selves, when we do that, it's not always easy, but you will always achieve more success when you are your honest self than when you show up as someone who you are not. Because then when you get discovered, when they find out that you're not who you say you are, oh my goodness, there's no fall from grace quicker than that. You know, and I wanted to share her story just because I talked about vulnerability in the beginning, you know, of the show. I talked about what it means, you know, to show up as our authentic selves. And now as we get into this conversation about stepping out of our comfort zones, you know, sometimes that requires us to step out of sometimes the facade that we've created for ourselves based on what we feel the world has expected from us, right? And when I say the world, I include our family, our friends, the people that are closest to us. Sometimes they set expectations on us, for us, you know, and we fulfill those expectations because we want to make them proud and we don't want to let them down. But when we do that, we're not being really fully honest with ourselves. We're not following our own dreams. We're not doing the things that we're passionate about or that we love. And so sometimes when we're presented with opportunities that we're not comfortable with, it might take us a little bit longer to move or to accept them or to even do them because it's not something that we trust ourselves with. Because we haven't allowed ourselves to really show up as who we are, as who we're supposed to be, and take those God-given gifts and really put them out there for the world to see and say, listen, this is who I am. Because that is scary. It is scary to show up as yourself because we're all afraid of being judged. We're all afraid of failing, right? That's where that imposter syndrome kicks in. But without allowing ourselves to do the thing that scares us, we're never going to realize what we're made of, right? Because change doesn't happen in our comfort zones. Change happens when we're uncomfortable, when it forces us to do something that we may not have done before, when it forces us to make a different decision, a different choice. That is where our strength is built. That's where our character is built. That is where we really see what we're capable of doing. And then, so what if you take the chance and you fail, right? So what if you fail that first time? So you know what you do then? You get yourself back up and you show up again and you try again. And the thing is, when you continue to try, when you continue to quote unquote practice, you know, in this new thing, you automatically become better. Experts don't become experts the very first time they try something. They become experts because they continue to show up every single day, week after week, month after month, year after year, right? The things that you are great at right now, the things that you feel most comfortable doing and showing up as, you only feel comfortable doing that because you've been doing that for years. But when you started, you weren't an expert. When you started, you didn't know it all. And I bet that when you started, you probably felt scared and afraid and unsure and all of these things that we tend to tell ourselves when we are presented with new opportunities. You gotta step out of the comfort zone. Nothing good comes out of comfort zones because you're steady. It's easy sailing, right? And it doesn't require much work from you. And sometimes it's easier to not do the work. You have to step out of the comfort zone. And I will tell you that when God wants to grow you, He is going to make you uncomfortable. And the thing that scares you is the thing that you absolutely must do. That's where your legacy is going to be created. Okay? You have to believe in yourself enough to know that you have what it takes to succeed at anything that you set your mind to. You have what it takes to succeed because God got your back. And if God gives you the opportunity, if God presents the opportunity, if God gives you the vision, if God gives you the dream, no matter how scared you are, you have a responsibility to move on that, to answer the call, and to do it, even if you don't know how it's going to happen. Because God is not concerned with the how, He's the how. God is the how. God just wants you to answer the call. God just wants you to step into it and say, you know what, God? I may not know it. I may not know how, but I'm here and I'm ready. And I need you to show me. Guide my steps. Bring the people in my life that I need to get this thing going. Open the doors. Provide the opportunities. Give me the resources. You don't have to have any of that. All you have to do is decide, yes, I'm going to do this. And then you start moving. You start moving. That's when God starts moving. You know, this past weekend, I was watching this. I don't know if it was a documentary. It was Steve Harvey. He had been invited to be kind of a motivational speaker for this event. It was on YouTube, you know, and he said that one of the scriptures that has absolutely changed his life is, you have not because you ask not, right? And so what he was saying is that so many of us stay where we are because we're not asking God to intercede on our behalf. We're so comfortable where we are that we're not even daring to ask God to do something bigger in our lives, right? And instead of asking God to help us get a mortgage, we're content with just saying, God, help me pay my rent. But if God has helped you pay your rent month after month after month after month, why wouldn't He help you to pay your mortgage month after month after month? And then that property becomes yours. We have to start asking. We have not because we ask not. And so I dare you, what would you ask God for in believing that He can do it for you? Stop limiting your dreams and your visions to the things that you think you can do by yourself. Because if you can do it by yourself, it's not big enough. You got to dream bigger. It has to be impossible for you. Because what's impossible for you is possible for God. All right? So we got to stop the limiting beliefs. We got to stop talking ourselves out of our dreams because we feel we're not ready. We feel we're not prepared. We feel we're not qualified. You know what? You might not be qualified right now. But I promise you, if you ask God for that thing and you ask God to intercede on your behalf, He is going to prepare you. He is going to give you the thing that you are asking for, and He is going to build you up so that you can be ready and prepared to receive it. You know, I have been reading the book of John in the Bible. And I'm into this process where I'm starting to study what I read. I'm starting to study scripture because I want to be able to not just understand it, but to apply it in my own life. So it's about not just reading the scripture, but then looking at it and saying, well, how is this applicable to what I'm doing? And in John chapter 1, in verse 142, we see that Jesus renames Simon Cephas. Not sure how you pronounce it, but he renames Simon Cephas, meaning Peter, right? So we know that Peter was one of Jesus's greatest disciples, right? But Peter, the meaning of Peter, it means rock. And now, if you know anything about Peter, right, and his journey, you know, in the Bible, his journey with Christ, Peter was anything but a rock. He was actually the disciple that denied Jesus, you know, right at the end, right before Jesus was going to get crucified. You know, he denied knowing him. He denied being a disciple. So we already know that Peter was like flip-floppy. Right. He was impulsive and he was unstable. And when Jesus renamed him, right, Jesus didn't name him for who he was at the moment. Jesus named him for what he would become by God's grace. Right. So it doesn't matter who you are right now. It doesn't matter if you feel that you're not qualified, if you feel like you're not equipped, if you feel like you're flip-floppy and you've never done anything great in your life. It doesn't matter who you think you are right now. Right. But if God is calling you to something, then you best believe that he is going to prepare you and he is going to give you a new name, a new identity, one that is synonymous with the greatness that is going to come out of you through his grace. But you gotta believe it. You have to believe it because none of us are tied to who we are right now. Our lives are a journey. And as we continue on our own journey, and as if we continue to heed the messages, the signs, you know, that God is putting in our lives, he will transform us into people that we will not even recognize, where you no longer have to wear a mask, where you no longer have to have this facade and pretend to be someone, because God is going to turn you to who you're pretending to be. Can I get an amen? Oh my gosh. I want you to start believing more for your life. I want you to start believing that you are great. Even if you don't feel like you're great right now, you got to step out of that comfort zone. So I don't know what is calling you. I don't know what the next step is going to be in your life. But whatever is that thing that's calling you that you are scared of, I encourage you to step into that full body. Jump right in. The same way you would just jump in the ocean, jump in the pool, just dive in. Dive in and trust that as you dive in, God is going to provide you the lifesaver. All right. He's going to be there to catch you and he's going to be there to guide you on your steps so that that thing that has been calling you, you can prosper in that. Stop playing it safe. Get out of that comfort zone. Do things that are going to challenge you because that is where you're going to step into your greatness. When you're disconnected from God, you're disconnected from yourself. That's why you got to wear the mask. That's why you have to pretend to be something that you're not, because you don't even know who you are yet. But I promise you, if you connect to God, if you get closer to God, you're going to get closer to yourself. You're going to see who he sees you as. You're going to see who you are in him. But you got to connect with your creator. He knows what he created you for, even if you don't know that yet. But the closer you get to God, the closer you get to yourself. You know why? Because God is the truth. There's no faking with God. There's no pretending. There's no facade. There's no masks. You get closer to God, you get closer to yourself. Step out of your comfort zone. Do the things that scare you and allow yourself to be great. I think I'm going to end this week's podcast there. I didn't mean to get into preach mode, But that is a word that God told me I needed to give you today. And so thank you for rocking with me. Thank you for tuning in. If you love this episode, make sure that you give us a rating, leave a comment, a review, and most importantly, share. Share this with your network. Let them know why you love it so much. If it is changing your life in any way, say that. I appreciate all the love and I never ever take your support for granted. So until next time, mi gente, go out there and crush those goals.
Thank you for listening to the Nancy Ruffin Show.